Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. Do not put out the Spirit's fire. Do not treat prophecies with contempt. Test everything. Hold on to the good. Avoid every kind of evil. Just what I needed at Christmas time. Another list. Things to do. Every husband needs that. Actually, this doesn't strike me as a Christmas list of things to do. This sounds more like my mother. Sounds like my mother as she's got me sitting there for a picture with my sister. Her hand on my chin like this to comb my hair. Smile, Jeffrey. Put your hands down. Sit up straight. That's what this sounds like. Telling me to look good when I don't feel good. Telling me to act happy. I don't really have those memories so much as I have the picture itself. I can see me and my sister Lydia before Laura and Anna and David even came along. I can see that picture with my little bow tie that I'm sure my mother had a difficult time getting on me. Smile, Jeffrey. Sit up straight. Put your hands where they belong. Why? Because she wanted me to look good. And then I get this text. Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. Why? For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Sounds like he wants me to act happy just like mom did. That's traditionally been my first approach to this text. You know, telling me to rejoice always, telling me to pray continually, telling me to act like I'm really thankful for everything. But I noticed as I looked at this, there certainly is another way to read that. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Just what does God want from me and out of me and for me anyway? This is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Last week, while I was homesick, I remember rereading C.S. Lewis, quoting a little schoolboy who said that he thought God was the kind of person who went around making sure that nobody had any fun. Or as the Baptist preacher put it, a lot of people have just enough religion to bug them and not enough to bless them. If we picture that God's will for us in Christ Jesus is about us doing certain things to act a certain way, then this text does sound like the voice of our mother getting us ready for a picture for Christmas to send to the relatives. But if we read that with the knowledge that we already have, it should turn out a little bit differently. This is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. God's will for me in Christ Jesus. If I think about those words, if I put those together, I come up with a different picture than God telling me to act happy when I'm not and to do things that I don't want to do and don't feel well suited to. I come up instead with a picture of what God wants for me. The scriptures talk about that God wants for me to live forever in heaven with him. That God's will for me in Christ Jesus meant his son going to the cross, even when that was not what his son wanted, humanly speaking. When I hear those words, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus, I'm not being told to act happy. This is talking about being different than my nature would have me be. This is talking about me being God's beloved child and looking at my circumstances with a different set of eyes. See, when folks are smiling all the time, the rest of us think they're just not living in the real world, especially if they smile first thing in the morning. But it could be that they are living in the real world. Not necessarily, but it could be that they are living in the real world. The real world that knows God's will for them in Christ Jesus. that knows what God wants is not for them to have a rotten time here on this earth, and maybe it gets kind of made up for later on. But God's will that says, you're my child, you belong to me, your sins are washed clean, my son died on the cross for you, you belong to me, every circumstance that comes to you in this world, if it brings a tear, I'm going to wipe it away. If it seems to be a hardship, there's going to come a day when it will bring a weight of glory that overbalances it so much that it's not worth comparing to the sufferings of this present time. So that one day you will look at this thing and it will be a momentary light weight. You see, when somebody's smiling, when they're having a good time in this world, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're living outside of reality. It could, now it may, there are plenty of crazy people around, but it might also, just might also mean that they can see through this mess, that they can see to the other side, that they can see the things that aren't seen. It's called living, walking by faith and not by sight. When I am walking by faith and trusting in the things that God has promised, I can rejoice always. I can pray constantly. I can give thanks in all circumstances. There's a different kind of life that belongs to those of us who have that faith given by a gift from God Himself that says that heaven is very real. That this thing that we say is coming, not just the coming, first coming of Advent, but that the last coming of Christ, the return of Christ is happening, and that coming into my life so much, that can make such a difference. It is possible. God is not telling us to act happy. He's only telling us to pay attention to what He really wants for us. And if we know that and pay attention to that, we'll rejoice always. God grant it to us all for Jesus' sake. Amen.